Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, cross-border team tackles the scourge of fly tipping. We're continuing our feature on local businesses shortlisted for the Muddy Stiletto Awards. Nine Petersfield people are celebrating after receiving awards from the mayor. And the local jobs open in Petersfield this week. I'll have details of all those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Israel's military chief says his country will respond to Iran's missile strike over the weekend. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been meeting with top officials to discuss the next steps. World leaders have been urging Israel not to retaliate after Iran launched an attack involving hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. Rishi Sunak addressed Parliament on Monday.
So we are working urgently with our allies to de-escalate the situation and prevent further bloodshed. We want to see calmer heads prevail. And we are directing all our diplomatic efforts to that end.
Meanwhile, Labour leader Keir Starmer says Iran must be wholly condemned by all.
We support the defensive action taken by the UK over the weekend alongside our international allies against the Iranian attacks on Israel. And we welcome the Prime Minister's call for restraint.
Next, peers in the House of Lords have been told to calm down and let the government's Rwanda deportation legislation pass. It says MPs voted to overturn amendments they'd made to the bill. It won't receive royal assent until both houses agree on the final wording. The Health Secretary has pledged to work to close any loopholes which could see online providers prescribe hormones to gender-questioning children. Victoria Atkins indicated the government could legislate to ban young people accessing prescriptions to gender-blocking drugs from private clinics. She addressed the Commons on the findings of the CAS report into gender identity services in England and Wales.
It should concern every single member of this House that part of our public space, the NHS, was overtaken by a culture of secrecy and ideology that was allowed to trump evidence and safety.
And Olivier Awards host Hannah Waddingham was cheered and applauded after she told off a photographer who appeared to ask her to show her leg. The Ted Lasso star took to the red carpet of the award show, held at London's Royal Albert Hall on Sunday, to pose for photographs. She could be heard calling out a photographer in the waiting crowd. From Radio Newsup, I'm Phil Towers.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Phil Humphreys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Cross-border team tackles the scourge of fly tipping. EHDC has been participating with seven other police and council agencies to put a stop to fly tipping. Kate Fairweather has the details.
In the operation 4 weeks ago, stop and check locations were set up in areas of concern for fly tipping, dumping and burning on the West Sussex-Hampshire border, in Rowlands Castle and on the 272. Checks were set up in both directions to cover vehicles travelling into and out of the district. A total of 74 vehicles were stopped. Councillor Tony Costigan, East Hampshire District Council portfolio holder for environmental enforcement, said, "Fly tipping is a scourge on the East Hampshire countryside and we will do everything we can to stop it. Unscrupulous businesses that think they can get away with crossing borders to avoid detection should think again. We're coming after you and we're bringing friends."
Another local business from the Muddy Stiletto Awards shortlist. We're featuring a nominee a day before the voting deadline next Thursday. Today, we hear from Eddie and Charlie, owners of the pub with no name in Prior's Dean. We asked them if the nomination was expected.
No, not really. I think it sort of popped up and Eddie sent it to me one afternoon. I mean, it's very exciting and very encouraging, bearing in mind we're only 4 or 5 months in. We feel honoured.
So what do you think your USP was to actually be nominated in the first place?
Well, personally, I think the pub itself is a very special pub and it is in the middle of nowhere, so it is very much a destination pub. But secondly to that, we feel we have created an extremely special pub with amazing food, good beer, great wine, and an awesome atmosphere and team.
Nine Petersfield people are celebrating after receiving awards from the mayor. Councillor J.C. Crissey made the awards during this week's annual town meeting. Shine Radio managed to catch up with a few of the winners. Among the recipients was the Reverend Will Hughes for St. Peter's Church. This award was for service to the community for social cohesion.
I've been given a Mayor's Award, which is an enormous honour and a great joy. And we try and make sure St Peter's Church is right at the heart of the community and welcome all sorts of events into it. And it's wonderful to have that recognised. We have concerts all over the place and all manner of events. We had the Archbishop of Canterbury this year, a concert programme full of things, including, of course, the wonderful music festival. So, yes, there's always something happening. And, of course, our Refresh Cafe. It's amazing. It's been going over 10 years now and 70 or 80 people every week sitting and meeting each other. And now we even have the social prescribers from the surgery there.
Are you in the market for a new job? There are local job opportunities open right now, and Isaac has picked out a few that might just tempt you.
GI Group is hiring a postman on a wage of up to £13.37 an hour. You'll be on a temporary contract with a possibility of extending onto a permanent one, and you'll be working 8:30 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. Monday to Saturday. And The Good Intent is hiring bar staff on a wage of £12 an hour, with both full-time and part-time roles available. You'll be working a minimum of 20 hours per week when the bar reopens on the 7th of May, and any related experience is an advantage. And finally, Swan Pharmacy is looking for a pharmacy dispenser on a wage of £10.50 to £12 an hour. You must have experience and an NVQ Level 2 in pharmacy services, with both full-time and part-time roles available.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from me, Chris Skinner, with the weather across the Petersphere. It will be a cloudy start to the day, changing to sunny intervals by the afternoon. Sun rises at 6:06 a.m. and sunset is at 8:02 p.m. Temperatures will reach highs of 13 degrees today. Winds are northwesterly with speeds up to 13 miles per hour. And down on the water, low tide is at 11:45 a.m. and high tide of 3.72 metres is at 6:48 p.m. The UV rating and pollen levels are both medium. And then into Wednesday, where it will be a sunny start to the day, changing to cloudy by lunchtime. Have an amazing day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Pullins Lane is closed today. There is a diversion in place. Reading Close has give or take traffic control in place today. That's while South East Water carry out works. And Hilton Road has multi-way lights in operation today as well. Winchester Road has multi-way lights in place today, whilst Hampshire Council carry out works. And in Liss, Mill Road has lights in place today. And lane and slip road closures are back in force tonight on the A3 from 8 p.m. That's both directions from Bear and again from the slip road at Liss. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team@shrineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Shine Radio is giving you the chance to win tickets for the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair in Bewley.
This is Steve Amos, and if you're as passionate about gardens and growing as I am, then a day out in Bewley with plant lovers and experts could be just the ticket. You'll get to spend a memorable day at the event, meeting gardening celebrities like Rachel Detaim and David Hurrian. For your chance to win a pair of free tickets to the show, just answer this simple question. What's the name of the allotments where Shine Radio's gardening show, Growing Together, is recorded? Check the rules at shineradio.uk. Entries close at midnight on Friday the 19th of April, and three lucky winners will be drawn the next day.
Get in the draw to win free tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Enter now at shineradio.uk.